Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 31st, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Jamie Hopper. Jamie and her family joined Mountain Brook Baptist in 2005 and she is a newly ordained deacon for our church. Thank you, Jamie, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mary. I'm glad to be here. Today, I'm going to be reading Judges 14 in the NIV version. And the title in my Bible says, Samson's Marriage. Samson went down to Timnah and saw there a young Philistine woman. When he returned, he said to his father and mother, I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife. His father and mother replied, Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me. She's the right one for me. His parents did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistines, for at that time they were ruling over Israel. Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring toward him. The Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman and he liked her. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside to look at the lion's carcass, and in it he saw a swarm of bees and some honey. He scooped out the honey with his hands and ate as he went along. When he rejoined his parents, he gave them some, and they too ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Now his father went down to see the woman, and there Samson held a feast, as was customary for young men. When the people saw him, they chose 30 men to be his companions. Let me tell you a riddle, Samson said to them. If you can give me the answer within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. If you can't tell me the answer, you must give me 30 linen garments and 30 sets of clothes. Tell us your riddle, they said. Let's hear it. He replied, Out of the eater, something to eat, out of the strong, something sweet. For 3 days, they could not give the answer. On the fourth day, they said to Samson's wife, Coax your husband into explaining the riddle for us, or we will burn you and your father's household to death. Did you invite us here to steal our property? Then Samson's wife threw herself on him, sobbing, You hate me. You don't really love me. You've given my people a riddle, but you haven't told me the answer. I haven't even explained it to my father or mother, he replied, so why should I explain it to you? She cried the whole 7 days of the feast, so on the seventh day he finally told her, because she continued to press him. She, in turn, explained the riddle to her people. Before sunset on the seventh day, the men of the town said to him, What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? Samson said to them, If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle. Then the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him. He went down to Ashkelon, struck down 30 of their men, stripped them of everything, and gave their clothes to those who had explained the riddle. Burning with anger, he returned to his father's home. And Samson's wife was given to one of his companions who had attended him at the feast.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for joining the podcast and for reading for us. That was a little bit of a tough passage. Maybe we can talk more about it tomorrow. But today, I really want to just get into the interview portion. Tell me a little bit about your family and maybe even how you came to Mountain Brook Baptist.
Okay, well, I am married to Jason, and we've been married almost 23 years, and we have a son, Hayes, who's a senior at Homewood High School, and he's going to Auburn in the fall. And we have a daughter, Becca, who's a sophomore at Homewood High School, and she's a cheerleader. And let's see, we joined the church around 2005. We had started coming because my best friend Ginger Phillips had invited us. Ginger had been invited to the church by Baker Crow. Kevin, her husband, worked with Baker at that time and invited them. So they started coming and really liked it. And we were at the time searching for a church too. And so we came, and I think after our very first visit, I don't recall ever visiting another church. I think that was it for us. We had Hayes at that point. He was a baby when we started coming here. And so we immediately met Sharon Howard and got, you know, into the whole children's ministry and that whole part of the church, and really loved that aspect of it. And from there, I guess the rest is history, because now it's been almost 18 years.
That's wonderful. And we're so glad that you're a part of the fellowship. I want to back up a little bit. How did you and Jason meet?
Jason and I actually met in high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but he lived in the country and I lived in the city in Huntsville. He lived in Hazel Green, which was the country to us city girls.
I know all about the country. Uh-huh.
And so we, as teenagers do, hung out in Huntsville downtown in the weekends, and the country boys would come to the city to meet the city girls. And that is actually the first time we ever met, was in high school on just a random Friday or Saturday night.
Just in a parking lot somewhere?
Yes, in the Burger King parking lot.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Huntsville, Alabama. And so we met there. And the funny part of the story that Jason will roll his eyes at is that I actually don't remember meeting him there, but we came back together and happened to meet at Auburn, because he was working with my then roommate, and they started talking about roommates, friends, and she said who she lived with, and he said, I know Jamie. And so she came home, asked me about him, and I was like, I don't know who you're talking about. And but anyway, I know for sure that he had met us, because he knew all my high school friends. He knew Ginger's name, all the people that I hung out with on a regular basis.
So you must have made a little bit of an impression.
Apparently I did.
Now, tell me a little bit about his work and your work, things like that.
Well, Jason is in sales.
Why is that funny?
Yeah, I don't. It's just funny because I don't ever really know what to say about him. He's been in sales since I've known him almost. He started in IT years ago, but only did that for a couple of years. Moved into sales and ever since has been in that. He was in healthcare for a while, and then he was in higher education for a while, working with the proctoring service. He's done several different things. And I am an accountant by trade. I went to Auburn and got my accounting degree and worked in a couple different companies throughout the years, and just recently, last September, switched gears and am no longer working in an accounting role, but now I'm doing like a project analyst type role in a
have
different
you enjoyed
company.
It?
Yeah, I've really liked it. It's been nice, and I really have loved getting out of the monthly accounting cycle, which tends to kind of get burdensome. Mm-hmm. You close the books, and you think you're done, and then next thing you know, you look up, and it's time to start again. So I have not missed that at all. So I've enjoyed it.
Well, and I appreciate your help in project management as it relates to the women's ministry, because Jamie is one of the chairpersons of our committee. We have three. And she's also a deacon at Mountain Brook Baptist. And then also you work alongside Cooks on a Mission.
Yes.
And so I want to hear how you got involved with Cooks on a Mission, why you like to be a part of it, and maybe something that you guys are working on right now.
Okay. Well, I started with Cooks on a Mission maybe 6-7 years ago. I've always liked to cook. And I watched Cooks on a Mission from a distance for a while. And all of a sudden one day I just emailed them. I saw their email in a bulletin or something, and I just emailed them. And I said, I work, but I really want to help. What can I do? And at the time, and still, I work mainly full-time, but usually have a day off here and there. So they said, just come. Here's our dates. Just come when you can. And so I just showed up one day. I started helping, and I fell in love with it from the first day I was there. It is the most amazing group of women, all ages. I mean, from usually 40-ish to 80s. And it's just such a neat group of women who love the Lord And it is so special being with them and getting to know them. I mean, I couldn't even begin to name all of them because there's so many special people in that. But there are just women that I would have never gotten to know otherwise. You know, that they're not in my circle, they're not in my age group, but that I have so much enjoyed getting to know. So I don't get to work with them as much as I'd like to since I have a job, but I do it whenever I can. So recently we've been doing a couple things that are cook related, not necessarily exclusively Cooks on a Mission, but I've been working with Kelly Rollo to do the cookie dough sales for the youth mission trip. And that's been fun. We've been meeting on Saturdays and doing that. And
that's, now I've heard that's very successful, but that means a lot of cookies. Can you estimate how many cookies you guys have made?
The last sale, we sold 120 dozen cookies, and that was just sale one, and we're having two more. So I'm hoping by the time we're done, we'll be over 400 dozen cookies.
And how would someone order a couple of dozen if they wanted to?
So that will come out with the Cooks on a Mission link. Usually that is sent out the second Monday of the month, and you can order through that, and then pickup would be the third Wednesday of the month.
And you can even drive through and get your order.
That's right. You just drive through. We bring it straight to your car. You don't have to get out. It is very easy.
Jamie, I know that you do listen to the podcast because I've been asking you to come on the podcast for a while. We'll text about it occasionally. Do you have a routine of when you listen or where you are, things like that?
Yes, I do. I almost always exercise first thing in the morning. Every day, at least every weekday, I go at 5:50 and meet Ginger, and we walk our dogs together. And I start the podcast on my way to meet Ginger. So I start it then. I usually don't finish it because that's only 5 minutes. And then I'll listen to some more on my way home from walking the dog. And then on my drive to work. So I just kind of listen to it in bits and pieces until I get through it.
Well, you mentioned exercise. I want to hear a little bit more about that. What is your favorite form of exercise and how do you guys stay so disciplined?
Well, we walk. I mean, it's nothing fancy. We walk. We used to run together, and then I had ended up having knee issues last year, and so my doctor told me I was no longer allowed to run. So we're walking now, but we love to take the dogs on a walk, and it's like our therapy session with each other. That's what we call it, our therapy session, because we have an entire hour to talk every time we go. So 4 or 5 times a week, we get free therapy.
That's wonderful. And what a beautiful story that you guys came to Mount Brook Baptist through Ginger, and now you both are a part of a Sunday school class that is thriving. And I want you to talk a little bit about the fellowship class. What are you guys studying, and who can be a part of your class if someone was listening and they say, I don't have a Sunday school class? Tell us more.
Yeah, this is the fellowship class, and we meet on the fourth floor. And we have some great teachers. We've got Ginger and Eric and Ellen, who swap around weeks. And currently we're studying John, the book of John, but we are going to be switching up that soon to something else I'm not sure of yet. But our class is a great mixture of ages and people. So we've got people as young as 30s up to 50s, single, married. Some have kids, some don't. Some have kids out of the house. It's just it's a great variety of ages. And so we welcome anybody who wants to come.
Where do you guys meet on Sunday mornings?
We're on the fourth floor.
I think it's room 401, 403, right off the elevator.
That's right. Right off the elevator bank to your right. That's us.
I want to hear a little bit about your journey of faith. How did you come to know Jesus as Lord?
Well, I was raised in a Christian family. So anytime I give my testimony, I tell people mine is kind of boring. It's kind of vanilla. But I was born into a Christian family, so I got lucky. My parents were taking me to church since I can remember, forever. My dad was a deacon. He was chairman of the deacon. So, you know, it was just part of our life. And so I grew up and accepted Christ early-ish, you know, 12, and that was just always kind of part of it. And in high school, I had a really great mentor, a woman who was in her 20s at that time that had a Bible study for the teenage girls, and it was just amazing. She was such an amazing influence on me, and that was what really got me excited about my religion, about Christ, and she just poured her love and faith into us as high schoolers. It was amazing.
I have chill bumps thinking about that because on Wednesday nights, I know that you and Ginger and Haley Finn and others are now kind of paying it forward to another group of girls. Tell me about your Wednesday night group.
Yes, we are doing a growth group that includes the junior high girls and senior high girls now. And we have a great group, probably average 8 or 10 people a week. And we've got the four adults, Ginger, who teaches along with Fallon and Haley and myself. And then we just have a really great group of girls. It's been fun throughout the year to see the girls open up and get comfortable with us. And we've had some great discussions.
I want to ask so many more questions, but just a few more. What is your favorite Bible verse?
Yes, my favorite verse of all times is Isaiah 40, verse 30. And 31. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Tell me why you like this verse.
I've loved this verse for a long time, and when I was younger, I loved the fact that it talks about growing tired and weary, because yes, hello, that's me, and stumbling and falling, yes, that's me, but we who have hope in the Lord will renew their strength. I mean, right? This is so wonderful to know that we've got the Lord there at any given time to renew our strength. I just love it. And then, I mean, who doesn't love eagles? Like, just the thought of an eagle, powerful, flying through the air, I just love it. We'll soar on wings like eagles. It's just a lovely thought.
On that note, would you end our podcast with prayer?
I'd be happy to, Mary. Dear Lord, thank you for this Project 119 podcast that faithfully leads us as a church each day in your word and gives us the opportunity to dig into difficult passages like this one that we read today about Samson. But we appreciate that you show us that you can use fallible people in various unusual ways. Thank you for this beautiful day, and please bless everyone that is listening today and everyone that's not listening today. In your holy name we pray. Amen.